News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Wednesday, September 6th, good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News. Shop now through Saturday at Costa's Surefine Food Shop in Cowdersport during their game time sale. Save on Costa's meat department on a value pack of certified 81% lean ground beef, just $2.98 a pound. A value pack of chicken leg quarters, just 98 cents a pound. And pork shoulder butt steaks, $1.98 a pound. Enjoy real deli freshness with deli sliced Russer cooked salami, $4.78 a pound, and Russer pit style ham at $4.58 a pound. Fresh and Costa's produce aisle, New York sweet corn, 25 cents an ear, and large juicy cantaloupes, two for $3. Make sure to check out this week's special flyer for lots more great savings at Costa's Surefine Food Shop in Cowdersport. Costa's Surefine. All the best for less. Like them on Facebook. Penn State says it'll be mostly cloudy today with a chance of isolated showers, high in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of showers, a high in the low 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high in the low to mid-60s.
It is September 6th and Barbie's birthday. On this day in 1959, the first Barbie doll was sold by Mattel Toy Corporation. The original Barbie, along with her pals Ken and Skipper, are now collector's items, of course, although new versions are continually being produced and reflect changes in society. But she's 58 years old today. In today's news, PennDOT reports that construction is complete for a Route 44 bridge in Sharon Township, Potter County. The bridge spans Wildcat Creek near the village of Sharon Center and was replaced as part of PennDOT's Rapid Bridge Replacement Project, which allows PennDOT to remove it from the state's structurally deficient bridge list. The bridge reopened to traffic last Thursday. Replacement work was performed by L.C. Whitford Company of Wellsville. The new crossing is longer and wider than the one it replaced and is designed with a 100-year lifespan. The bridge is one out of 558 being replaced under the project, which is a joint venture partnership between Walsh Granite, a leading construction for the entire project. The bridge replacement project is a public-private partnership between PennDOT and Plenary Walsh Keystone Partners, under which the company finances, designs, replaces, and maintains bridges for 25 years. Well, it is September, and we are in the peak of hurricane season as Irma takes aim at the East Coast while the cleanup continues in Texas after Harvey. Representative Martin Causer reminds constituents that September is National Emergency Preparedness Month.
As the nation comes together to help those impacted by Hurricane Harvey, Pennsylvania officials are reminding residents that September is National Preparedness Month, and certainly it's very important to plan for any natural disasters or emergencies that may happen. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency offers a number of tips and preparedness tools for folks to take advantage of before an emergency occurs. They have this information available at www.readypa.org.
Representative Martin Causer. Cameron County residents participating in the Cinemahone Ultra Trail Run on Saturday, October 21st, can capture the Caldwell Cup presented by the Caldwell Corporation Emporium. It'll be given to the top male and female finishers from Cameron County in the 50K, 25K, and 10K events. The hand-turned wooden cups were created by St. Mary's artist Marvin Riddle and then engraved by Wen Creations. The design for this year's race shirts and the printing will be done by Art and Ink, finisher medals, and trophies provided by Wen Creations. Numerous sponsorship levels still exist, ranging from $50 to $1,000, and the Cameron County Chamber of Commerce is the clearinghouse for race and sponsorship information. In other news, two Liberty, Pennsylvania men have been arrested in connection to a scuffle last Thursday evening in that town. Mansfield-based state police allege 27-year-old James Antis punched 64-year-old Cortland Parker, also Liberty, in the face, and that 34-year-old Trevor Ogden damaged a pair of glasses belonging to Antis by throwing them. Antis was charged with harassment and disorderly conduct, while Ogden was charged with criminal mischief. No one was hurt in a collision last Friday morning in Richmond Township, Tioga County, according to Mansfield-based state police. The collision occurred when Joshua Miller of Elmira turned left off of the Roseville Road and did not yield to oncoming traffic on Route 6, causing his Toyota Corolla to collide with a Dodge Grand Caravan driven by 73-year-old James Harris of Mansfield. Both drivers were using seat belts, as was Miller's wife, Jennifer. Two boys, ages 4 and 6, were in child safety seats. A Myerstown, Pennsylvania teenager was treated at Williamsport General Hospital for minor injuries following a one-vehicle crash early last Saturday morning in Liberty Township, Tioga County. Troopers report 18-year-old Jessica Smith was going east on Route 15 when her Ford Fusion went off the west side of the road where it came to a stop. Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Price says our high yesterday was 66. The overnight low was 54. He received 0.55 inches of rain at his location. We had 1.35 inches here on Fishing Creek. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset will be at 7:40 p.m. That'll give us 12 hours and 57 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.